11,090 Parker Enterprises, John H. Parker Sr. This was a variance from the minimum depth for a parcel.
That's when we had that big packet of papers and things to go through, and I haven't had a chance to review all that yet, so I'm not ready to vote on this one.
I had a chance to look through it, and I guess there's two things here. I wasn't convinced that the applicant met the standards. Again, this is created by the applicant. So on its own, I'm not convinced they meet the standards. Everything I looked at from the opposition, I don't see where it applies. I sympathize and empathize with their situation, but the fact is it doesn't, none of that applies to the question in hand, and it's the standards for granting a variance.
Applicant didn't meet them.
Hmm?
Applicant didn't meet them.
I mean, you know, it's, good Lord, it's a 2-acre lot.
Sure.
Right.
You know, and it's 100 and almost 150 feet wide. If you can't, I don't see where it's necessary to enable reasonable use. I mean, he wants to make more equitable use of the property. And he's, it's created by the applicant, in my opinion.
This one is definitely clear.
I certainly agree with that, John.
That's very clear that it was created by the applicant. It's for equity. It's not for the. It could be reasonably used.
By making it one lot, though.
Huh?
I mean, how are you going to get to the second lot if you didn't? If we want to do it, then that's the only way you can get to it, right?
Oh, no.
We had to have an easement, right? That's what he's asking for, to get back to the second lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
So, I mean, so if he didn't have that,
right,
he could never use that lot.
That's true.
I mean, what you do, throw a piece around away so you can use it?
Well, no.
They're two separate deeded lots, correct?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
No, it's proposed to be.
It's proposed.
This is proposed.
It's not. It is one lot.
Right now. It's one lot now, and he wants to make it into two lots.
He wants to make it two.
But
it's been one lot.
He's got to have a 50-foot.
And all the other.
To get back to it, and that's why he needs this variance from the depth.
Yeah.
So he created it.
100-foot wide for the front lot, but the 50-foot easement is taken away from that.
Taken away from to get to that.
If you look at the tax map, this one is 148.5 feet of road frontage. Next to it is a smaller lot, 60 feet wide. Next to that is an even smaller lot, 45 feet wide, another 60 foot wide, another 120 foot wide. I mean, all of these were subdivided, deep lots. Are you going to allow an easement on a 45-foot wide property? Or are you going to allow an easement on a 65-foot wide property? Unfortunately, somebody didn't divide right. They may have divided in hopes of strip developing property for mobile home use back in the day when this board was rubber stamping mobile homes on less than 5 acres.
It's another one.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the intent when it was subdivided. It was just being strip developed. But I wasn't convinced that the applicant argued that it wasn't created by that there was a hardship or it couldn't, that it was created by someone other than the applicant. That's my opinion. If you all think otherwise.
I can see both points of view here, but why do we call this a variance from the depth and not a?
Because that's how they.
They applied.
Yeah. This is how they submitted.
It's 148 in the back, right?
Right. They have to have at least 100 foot of depth, and they only have 98.16 due to the 50-foot easement. This is how they wanted to apply. This is the way Mr. Lank accepted it, so.
That's how they accepted it?
Mr. Lank, it's okay to accept it this way.
That way?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Go ahead, bud. Based on what I've seen here and given it a lot of thought, I think this is the only way the guy can get Woody Lot 1 and Lot 2. I think he can't get to it without the 50-foot wide easement. I don't think it's a situation where he's creating it. I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11090 for the following reasons. There's uniqueness to the property, and that certainly looks, you can see that. It speaks for itself when you see that you take that 50-foot easement away from there. That the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That's pretty apparent that he wants two lots there and have the easement getting to the second lot. And a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. You've seen that the tax map is showing 45, and Mr. Mills has brought that to our attention. And also, the request of the variance is minimum that we afford relief for this gentleman. That's my motion.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I second the motion, and I do agree with Bud and how he said that. I think it's the only reason why the guy did that, to so get to the second part of that lot so it can be used. I do agree.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11090. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay, I don't see where it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think it's created by the applicant.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
I believe that the both lots represent a more than a minimal size lot, so I would vote yay.
Yay. Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye. For the same reason stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Callaway? Nay. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11090 is approved. Yeah. Okay.
Nay to you.
That's all of that. Now we got our other business. As gentlemen, we all got our 2013 hearing dates. When would you like to have, or do you need to have this back in, ladies, for the coming year of the meetings, next meeting or tonight, or if everybody's looked at them?
If you can do it tonight, that would be great.
Everybody had a chance to look at them?
Dates, unless you want to. Yeah. Do
it. I've looked at mine. I'm okay with them. Have you had a chance, buddy?
Yes.
The only one I got in December, how about Carolyn on the Circle?
That's always the first Monday. Okay. Taken care of. This is the second and third meeting.
Okay. I'm fine. Mr. Orban? I mean, Mr. Hudson?
I'm okay.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
I'm good with it. So there we go. Everybody's good with it. You're ready to go. You take it back with you tomorrow, tonight?
Okay.
Okie dokie. Okay, that's all the business for this evening.
Oh,
huh? We have a motion for adjournment. Well, before we do so, I'd like to wish everybody a nice holiday, nice Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
See you on the 10th. And there's a very strong possibility I may not be here next meeting. I may have surgery going for church on me, so.
Okay.
Yeah, if I do, I'll let you know, but just by chance.
Okay.
I do wish everybody a good Thanksgiving. Okay. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The meeting is adjourned. Subject to call.